Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is Hidden Killers Live with Tony Bruschi, Stacy Cole, and Todd Michaels.
The Reiners reportedly spent a fortune on dual diagnosis treatment facilities designed to address both addiction and mental illness. Nick went into 18 plus of them, and yet sources say he'd stay only about 30 days, long enough to detox, and then before any real psychiatric treatment could take hold. Siobhan Scott is with us as we break down all of this, psychotherapist and author. Let's talk about that a little bit. 30 days for detox, okay, but actually treating mental illness in any sort of meaningful way, especially something as complex as schizoaffective disorder, that's not reality. But that's how the system kind of worked. It got in there for 30 days. You want to keep going, Nick? That's up to you. And Nick's the one who kept saying, I'm good. I'm out.
Yeah.
I mean, 18 rehabs, is this something where we look at these rehab facilities and say, you failed him? Or did Nick fail by not committing to treatment?
I have never heard of an inpatient treatment program that keeps people for longer than 30 days. It just is the standard protocol, 30 days. Yes, there's detox, but they're getting daily therapy too. And most of them have dual disorder programs. So they're getting psych meds. They're getting evaluated. I mean, they're not getting psych meds if they don't diagnose a psychiatric problem, if it's primarily substance abuse, but most treat both disorders. And then there's a discharge plan for continued treatment in the community. And often, in fact, I would say most of the time now, you move from inpatient to a residential treatment program, which continues to deal with the treatment, or you move to what's called an intensive outpatient treatment program, where you're not spending the night there, but you are attending, let's say, 4 or 5 hours a day of group and individual and therapy support. And that's kind of the norm, how it's done. Now, did he do his 30 days and then follow up with the recommended treatments? We don't know that without his records. But yeah, for someone like this, with this degree of substance abuse, I would say releasing back to home was not going to be adequate. So he needed some kind of ongoing care past the 30 days.
And Siobhan, that's how the system works. That's the norm. Mm-hmm. Is that how it should be, though? I mean, is the system broken by design right now, where it's not effectively doing any of these sort of things? I mean, if you're going in for addiction therapy and you have a mental health illness, it's not going to be super effective dealing with any of that the mental illness area when you're dealing with the addiction right off the bat. I mean, a lot of addicts are going to tell you they don't even remember the first 30 days, the first 2 months, 3-4 months of that, because they're getting clean at that moment in time. Is this really just a system that, okay, yeah, it's how it's functioned. Everyone else seems to be going through this too, but should it be functioning this way? Is there room for improvement here?
I think there's always room for improvement. And could we see more flexibility for some of these really severe diagnoses that they get a longer stay inpatient? But the other thing that we need much more of is called assistant outpatient treatment, and have it mandatory, so that when a person like Nick has done his 30 days, he does not go back to mom and dad. He does not go back to the streets. He does not go back home to his wife, who doesn't have the capacity to deal with it. He goes into a residential program where there are clinicians there daily who monitor him, who monitor the taking of the meds, drug testing to make sure the person is not using. And so it's a shift from an inpatient program, which those programs are incredibly expensive. And is it necessary? I think shifting to mandatory assisted outpatient treatment would be a really, really good thing. And a lot of people are lobbying. There was lobbying in one of the states' senates in the East Coast. I know somebody who went in and spoke about the need for that. But again, that takes a major change in the system. We have to create laws state to state that mandate assisted outpatient treatment program for people who have these chronic severe problems.
Patient autonomy is a core principle in mental health treatments. Adults have the right to refuse care, but when someone in a psychotic state or with a psychotic disorder like Nick Reiner is making the decisions that endanger themselves and other, is that really autonomy, or is that illness that's making the decisions and all of us looking the other way going, oh yeah, they have rights as the illness calls the shots?
Yeah, that's one of the things that makes me most crazy about all of this, is this idea that because we're in America and everybody's got freedom to choose, which is kind of a joke because our freedoms are being limited all the time. Mm-hmm. But people have freedom here. And if they choose to be crazy on the street, that's their human right to be crazy on the street. If I'm ever crazy on the street, come get me, give me a big shot of Thorazine, right?
It's your right to do that. You have every right to live under a bridge and shoot up meth and drink from the porta potty.
It is cruel.
It is. Yeah.
And I think people who maintain this, you know, this rights position, they do not understand the magnitude of the problem. Clearly, they don't have people in their family
yes,
who are dealing with this. And it just, this is something I write about all the time, is that we need to understand this better. We need to have compassion. And compassion for this kind of situation is mandatory treatment and containment for them.
Have you ever talked to anyone who stands up for things like this that has any sort of experience firsthand? Or is it always just repeating talking points or some bullshit they read somewhere that makes them feel like they're virtue signaling how much they're standing up for the rights of the mentally ill while actually having no real world experience with the mentally ill?
Yes, very much so. And also, it's this anti-psychiatry movement that you see in Scientology, that all the psychiatric meds are toxic and they're killing people. And so, well, people have the right to not take that. And in truth, they're saving lives. Are there side effects with some? But we get newer medications all the time with fewer side effects. And that may be why they tried to do a med switch about the weight gain with him, is that, okay, we have a newer one here where you don't have weight gain on it. Let's give that a try and see how you do. The problem is they didn't follow up closely enough to see what he was doing.
Is it possible that he wasn't doing anything erratic until maybe the day of the party?
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. It can come off, come on really quickly. Yeah. I've seen that one person normal one day and the next day raging and trying to run people over with his car. And it can happen fast.
In the way that our society currently functions, I mean, the Reiners did everything families are told to do. They got him treatment. They didn't ignore the problem. They supported him. They supported him financially. They kept him close so they can monitor him, and it ended with their deaths. What is the lesson here for other families dealing with severely mentally ill loved ones, and is the system even capable of preventing outcomes like this?
Oh, message to families is get support. Get support for yourself. Call NAMI, National Alliance for the Mentally Ill. Get in some of their groups. They do wonderful work. They offer support and can refer to local resources. Find a clinician who has experience with this stuff. There may be local support groups in your community, but families need support and guidance and help knowing how to set boundaries and how to stay safe. And for those of us who have the time and energy to lobby at the state level, we need to do better on this issue. And that has to be done at a state-by-state basis. And I think some states are doing better than others with understanding this. I understand there are a handful of states that have good assisted outpatient treatment programs now, but it's voluntary. And so we need the law to say, look, there's a certain category of people that are potentially dangerous, that are not going to do treatment voluntarily. They need to be mandated. And it's that or jail, you know. So we need to lower the bar for when somebody can be hospitalized. It shouldn't just be imminent danger, you know. It needs to be when there's a pattern, a progressive pattern of deterioration, of threatening behavior, that needs to be the bar, not just, oh, well, when the threat is imminent. I've been putting a 5-part series on Substack this week. I'm about halfway through it. It's called Before the Violence. Mm-hmm. And this is the kind of thing I'm delving into, how to recognize what's going on, what families can do, and then the final segment will be on what we need to do as a society. So,
well, and stop being so reactionary. How about if once you start to see these issues, let's get people the help that they need to manage them instead of, holy crap, they are trying to run me over with their car.
Yeah.
Let's do something before that point.
Exactly.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. Your Substack is linked from our Substack if you want to check it. What is your Substack address? Just so we'll put it out there.
Psychology, Spotlight on Psychology is...
Substack.com.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. Check that out. And her link is also... You're the only one I have a recommendation for on our current Substack.
We work in sync. We work in sync. Mm-hmm.
Yes. So do check out her writings. They're very, very compelling. And the link is there. Ours is hiddenkillers.substack.com. You can join in our conversation there as well as on YouTube. Siobhan's latest book, Nightbird, it's her memoir. Highly suggest checking this out. Available wherever books are sold. Again, leave us your thoughts in the comments on YouTube and on our Substack. The link is in the description. And please leave us a review there on Apple Podcasts. If you're finding our conversations and our reporting valuable, some kind words there is always very much appreciated. All right, we'll continue our conversation in the comment sections on YouTube and Substack. Until next time, for Siobhan, Stacy, and Todd, I'm Tony Bruschi. We'll talk again real soon.
Want more on this case and others? Then press subscribe now and don't miss a moment of true crime coverage from Tony Bruschi and the Hidden Killers podcast.
el family chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step 4, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money. But nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
El Family Chat se enteró del $5 McChicken Meal Deal, del $5 McDouble Meal Deal y del nuevo $6 Daily Double Meal Deal. Todos con papitas y bebida pequeña más McNuggets de 4 piezas. ¡Wow! ¡Qué banquete! Por tiempo limitado, precios y participación pueden variar. No es válido para McDelivery.
Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step 1. Download Rocket Money. Step 2. Link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step 3. Create a financial goal, $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Moro Casino. America's Social Casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's Social Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Quick, choose a meal deal with McValue. The $5 McChicken meal deal, the $5 McDouble meal deal, or the new $6 Daily Double meal deal. Each with its own small fries, drink, and four-piece McNuggets.
It's actually no rush. I'm just excited for McDonald's.
For a limited time only, prices and participation may vary. Not valid for McDelivery.